Every spring for the past 18 years, New York State lawmakers have failed to pass a budget on time, and this year is no exception. For local school districts, these annual delays bring chaos. They can't make their own plans for hiring teachers or buying textbooks until they know how much money they'll get from the state. From North Country Public Radio, David Summerstein reports that this year, some educators are saying they've had enough.
At Thousand Islands High School, about 2 hours north of Syracuse, Lynn Gaffney's biology class is immersed in a lesson on genetics. But ask the students about the school budget, and heads turn, hands go up.
They should not cut teachers.
They shouldn't cut business programs.
Business, it's teaching us like how to file our taxes and stuff. We'll need that.
Her classmates nodding in agreement. 10th grader Lindsay Lunderville says a business education teacher is only one teacher who may not return next year.
I went to the board meeting.
Really?
Yeah. And I talked there because I felt that, like, the cuts that are being made are, like, we're not making the right cuts.
The Thousand Islands District knows it has to make cuts, but it doesn't know how deep yet. It doesn't know the bottom line for its state aid because the state budget is late for the 19th year in a row. For now, the district is eliminating 11 positions. That may not sound like a lot, but in this small rural district, it's almost 10% of the faculty. One of the toughest cuts could be at the top. The high school principal may lose her job.
I was flabbergasted. I really couldn't believe that they would think you could run a high school without a high school principal.
Principal Charlotte Bach says the school board wants to reinstate her position if more state money comes through. But it's no sure thing, and Bach is planning to look for a new job in June.
It affects not only me, but many teachers in our school district and in other school districts across the state. There are a lot of educators out there that have been told their jobs are eliminated. I am just one of many.
Across New York, districts are slashing budgets, and they blame the state for making problems worse. One district is rebelling. State law forces districts to submit final budgets by the end of April. But Fairport Central Schools near Rochester says it will not do so until the state passes its budget. William Calla is the district superintendent.
All the moaning and groaning, all of the complaining, all of the marches on Albany have done nothing. Absolutely nothing. The only thing that we believe that's going to make a change is that if school districts say, no, we can't do this unless you do your job and you obey the law and get your budget passed on time.
District residents praise Calla for sticking his neck out. Other superintendents have written him glowing letters of support, but not one followed his example, perhaps because the state education department is threatening to depose Calla and his school board.
If the commissioner followed through with that threat, there would be a near riot. I'm telling you that the support for what we're doing across the state and the country is very broad-based.
New York isn't the only state with this problem. Many state budgets aren't due until June or July, but schools need to plan for the next academic year in April and May. Often that means schools can't hire teachers or fill classes until weeks or even days before the first day of school. Experts say this causes two problems. All that confusion can cause parents to lose faith in the system, and the resulting cycle of growth and cuts is bad for education. Paul Houston is executive director of the American Association of School Administrators.
Research is pretty clear that those districts that are the most effective at improving student performance are districts that can sort of stay the course over time.
At Thousand Islands School District, teachers say they'll do their best to avoid cutting programs. Technology teacher Craig Freitag says it won't be easy.
It certainly puts pressure on us. We're willing to work more, to work longer hours, to work more periods during the day to try to make sure that we meet our focus here, which is the education of our students.
Regardless of how funding shakes out this year, educators are planning a massive rally in Albany May 3rd to send the message again that late state budgets can devastate local schools. For NPR News, I'm David Summerstein in Cape Vincent, New York.